The World Baseball Classic WBC, the global championship for baseball, has become a sensation in Japan, with Japanese fans eagerly following the Samurai Japan team's games. The WBC has been gaining massive viewership in Japan, particularly due to the performances of players like Shohei Ohtani and Lars Noatbar. However, it seems that Japan might be the only country fully embracing the tournament, with the United States reportedly showing little interest in the event. In Japan, terrestrial broadcasts of Samurai Japan's games have consistently recorded over 40% viewership, with the WBC quarterfinal match between Japan and Italy achieving a record-breaking 48.0% average household viewership. This enthusiasm has led to numerous information programs and talk shows in Japan focusing on the WBC. Ryunosuke Endo, the president of the Japan Commercial Broadcasters Association, is pleased with the event's popularity and its positive impact on television ratings. Dave Spector, a television director, provided a contrasting perspective on the WBC's popularity in the United States during an appearance on a Japanese talk show. According to Spector, the WBC is not a hot topic in America, where sports bars rarely show the games on their screens. Instead, the country is currently more focused on college basketball, with the national championship tournament beginning in March. In the U.S., baseball discussions on television mostly revolve around Major League Baseball's spring training camps. Furthermore, as a multicultural country, the United States generally shows little interest in international competitions. While Dave Spector suggested that the purpose of the WBC is to promote baseball outside of America, the popularity of the tournament in the U.S. remains low. The American team's opening game against the United Kingdom had an average viewership rating of 0.8% and 1.48 million viewers. Although this figure was more than three times higher than the 2017 tournament's opening game, viewership numbers for subsequent games have halved. Moreover, some in the U.S. argue that the WBC is meaningless and should be discontinued. This sentiment was reinforced by an incident during a WBC game between Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, in which Major League player Edwin Diaz was injured during celebrations. Diaz, who had just signed a record-breaking $120 million contract for a relief pitcher, was diagnosed with a torn patella tendon and is expected to miss the entire season. Debate has erupted among American baseball media and fans, with some questioning the need for the high-risk tournament just before the MLB season, while others argue that injuries can occur in any competition. Although interest in the WBC may be lacking in the United States, other countries, such as Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, have shown great enthusiasm for the event. It remains to be seen whether interest in the WBC will grow in the U.S., especially if the championship match ends up being between Japan and the United States.